So as we are continuing with our series on the examples of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, we have now reached chapter 11, verse 30 to 40. And we are nearing the end of this book. Okay, of course, chapter verse 40 po, yung pinaka dulo po nitong chapter po na to, Hebrews 11. Okay, but it continues to show us the men of faith. But of course, today we will see a woman of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, 30 to 40. We will not be able to cover the whole today. Okay, so we'll continue this next week. But for our sake, okay, ito po ang ating pong tatalakayin, courageous saints. Okay, we will look at the witness of faith. Verse 30 to 40. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. And others were tortured, not accepting their release so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings. Yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, being desolate, destitute, afflicted, ill-treated. Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. Praise God for His word for us this morning. With all the things that are happening all around us, we are sure that in one way or the other, we could identify with the saints of God being shown before us here in this chapter. Because we really, indeed, the journey of faith does not assure us of all good things or easy life. Please understand that when we have committed ourselves to walk with the Lord, to follow the Lord did not promise us it's all going to be bed of roses, it's all going to be comfortable, it's all going to be health, wealth, and happiness as the gospel prosperity gospel would do that in encouraging or calling people to come to Christ. But that's not real Christianity. Real Christianity considers the cost of following the Lord. Real Christianity considers what it means to follow Christ even in the midst of difficulties and sufferings. It is willing to commit all the way to the end. As the adage goes, we are familiar with it, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. And hopefully the story of our lives, just as how the saints of old lived out this, bago pa man po nasabi po ito, hindi na po natin alam kung sino po nagsabi po niyan talaga. But when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. And we need to remind ourselves this all throughout our Christian life. There's no crown without the cross, sabi nga po nila. There's no gain without pain. And you could come out with your own proverb, no, kung gusto mong mas matandaan mo nang mabilis. Paano ba lumakad kasamang Diyos? Paano ba mamuhay bilang isang Kristiyano na tapat sa Panginoon sa gitna ng paghihirap, sa gitna ng lahat ng aking mga pinagdaraanan? You see, brethren, the great cloud of witnesses. You see that phrase in chapter 12. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And this great cloud of witnesses does not only refer to the well-known, to the famous, to the people who had shown themselves kay truly distinguished men of faith, men who had shown such remarkable life, but also applies to the unnamed, unsung heroes of the faith. Bawat isa po, gusto po ng Hebrew writer, gusto po niyang isama, kung po pwede lang po, lahat. Lahat po ng Kristiyano, lahat po ng nanampalataya kay Kristo, malaki man o maliit, tanyag man o hindi, pinangalanan man o walang pangalan, bahagi ka ng kaharian ng Diyos upang ipamuhay mo ang iyong buhay bilang isang Kristiyano para sa kanyang kalatian. And everyone is included in this, brethren. Even those who were unnamed and unsung heroes, those who have experienced the same way God's deliverance, God's triumph, pressing on despite all the challenges, they moved forward, they kept on honoring God even at the cost of their lives. And we have read that. Okay, at least sa pagbabasa po natin ng verses 30 to 40, nakikita po natin ang lahat po ng mga tao ng Diyos, the courageous saints who are true and faithful witnesses. Of course, sa chapter 12, makikita po natin ang pinaka-dakilang witness po natin, and that is the Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our primary example, the only perfect example who had it all. At nakita po natin kung paano po sa buhay po, halimbawa ni Enoch, how he walked with God, how Abel worshipped God, how Noah worked for God, how Abraham displayed a well-rounded faith, how Moses, of course, had wisdom applied in all the decisions that he made for God. But today, brethren, I want us to focus on the saints, a multitude of saints, a cloud of witnesses, courageous saints. And now here we focus the witness of faith, because truly they are faithful witness for God. Faith stands out, brethren, through the difficulties of life. It acts courageously and it keeps moving forward until it reaches its destination. Faith stands out through the difficulties of life. It acts courageously, nalagyan po ng in, and it keeps moving forward until it reaches its destination. Hanggang po maabot, hanggang po dumating po tayo sa destinasyon na ninais po sa atin ng Panginoon. You would not mind all these difficulties that we experience, because they're all part of the process, brethren. They're all part of what God is doing and what God is using. He employs all of these things, indeed, to conform us to His likeness, to make us the men and women that He had called us to be. Hindi po makukontento ang Panginoon. Okay, Kristiyano ka na. Okay, pwede na kitang iuwi. Oh, but God says, walk with me, work for me, serve me, live for me, apply wisdom for my glory, choose the right path, and keep moving forward. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. Do not be like the people in that he was addressing here in this book, okay, who are tempted to go back to their old ways, who are tempted to give in and to throw in the towel because of all the difficulties that they were experiencing. Na tayo po bilang mga anak ng Panginoon have better things to look forward to. Yes, brethren, being faithful witnesses come from a true and accurate understanding of God's unfailing character. Ito po ang pinagbumulan po niyan. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the assurance of things not seen. And we have an unseen God comprehended only by faith, apprehended only by faith. We are given that, brethren, to be able to realize who our God is and say, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must truly believe that He is and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Those who put their trust in Him will never be disappointed. Those who know His sovereignty, those who know His grace, will demonstrate perseverance and hope because they are convinced this is truly God and there is no one else. This is the faithful God whom I serve. And I've made up my mind to follow Him no matter what happens, no matter what I go through. They have the right faith, they have the right doctrine and theology. They have the right understanding of who God is. And because of that, it had truly affected the way they lived out their lives. Every revelation of God's character demands a proper response from us, brethren. Are we going to believe? Are we going to put our trust in the Lord? Are we going to stick to it even if it's difficult? Even if it would cost us our lives to persevere, to have hope, even when there's a lot of things that we will face. John MacArthur puts this for us, and I quote him. He said, "Our faith in God is revealed in faithfulness. It is not so hard to believe and follow God when things are going well, when most of the people around us are believers, and when our faith costs little. And yet, sabi po niya, faith is proved when it faces disaster, trial, persecution, and ridicule, and still stands unwavering. That's true faith. It is proved to be true and genuine in the face of disaster, trial, persecution, ridicule. It is unwavering. It is faithful. It is steadfast. It is committed. It is glorious all the way to the end." And another writer put it also this way. And I could not help but want to quote it before you para po ma-capture po natin. Kaya nice pong ipakita po sa atin ngayong umaga. Faith, in other words, sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. Faith is to accept the impossible, do without the indispensable, and bear the intolerable. Okay, that's a mouthful, no? And it would, yes, this week, no? If you want to copy it and meditate on it and just somehow just keep thinking about it, just keep repeating it and applying it to yourself and remind ourselves of what faith is really all about. Dahil bilang mga anak po ng Panginoon, marami po tayong paghahanda, marami po mga bagay pinagkakalo po sa atin ng Diyos. And that's not for no reason at all. All of these things are merely but a preparation for us. Sa mga marami pang mga bagay ni papadaan sa atin ng Panginoon hanggang umabot po tayo sa kalatian. And so, brethren, this morning we will look at courageous faith's witness in at least four areas I'd like to discuss with you, not just for this week, but in the coming weeks. First of all, faith withstands insurmountable obstacles. It witnesses for God courageously by withstanding insurmountable obstacles. So, kung kayo matatakot no, dun sa mga words like insurmountable, okay? I'll just put them para po maging consistent po no, sa outline po natin at madali po nating matandaan. Okay? So, W withstands insurmountable obstacles, verses 30 to 31, which we'll be looking at today. Okay, so pwede niyo pong kopyahin ito kung gusto niyo po, no? But we'll be discussing this even next time, no? Wins impossible challenges. This is how faith works, brethren. It witnesses with courage by winning impossible challenges. And we will see that in verses 32 to 35, first part. Okay. Mukhang napaka-imposible, mukhang napakahirap, pero po, kita po natin kung paano po nanalo ang buhay pananampalataya. Pangatlo po, it's willing to face even intense sufferings. Willing to face intense sufferings, verses 35 to 38. So that we will see how the men and women of faith really had their share of the difficulties in life. It may not be an exhaustive list. It may not be a list that might include everything na pinagdaraanan po ng bawat isa po sa atin o lahat po ng paghihirap. But it somehow provides for us a more sufficient sampling of what they've passed through, they've gone through as God's children. And their lives are really as a testimony for God. And fourthly, courageous faith's witness watches amidst inevitable delays. Kahit na parang hindi pa po binigay ni Lord no, sa kanila yung kanyang mga pangako, naghintay po sila, willing po sila magbantay hanggang sa matupad po ang pinangako ng Diyos. And we are in that stage as well. We are continually watching. We are watching in readiness for the Lord's return. Okay? So, tingnan po natin yung una. Ito pa lamang po ngayon. Courageous faith's witness withstands insurmountable obstacles. Basahin po natin verse 30 to 31. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. And then in Rahab, by faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish after she had welcomed the spies in peace. Of course, chinortan ko na po yan. No, but how the walls of Jericho fell down and how Rahab, an immoral woman, came to know Christ. Two areas, seemingly insurmountable, seemingly difficult, seemingly something that cannot be done, but God was able to do. Okay, of course, this is just a sampling. Related po yan doon sa pangalawang point. But in this particular verse or verses, brethren, we will see this being worked out specifically. Of course, by faith, sabi po niya, the walls of Jericho fell down. But there's no subject. There's, we do not know. No? Sino po nire-refer po dito? Wala pong particular individual. Wala pong tao na pinakita po dito. But I want you to see, brethren, how the Israelites of old, okay, just going back a little while, no, a little bit po, okay, backtrack lang po tayo sa nangyari po sa mga Israelita. Okay, as we are reminded of this, brethren, that these people of God had been through, okay, kahit po after the time that they had left Egypt, going into the promised land, Kaya marami pong ipinakita po sa kanila ang Panginoon. God used Moses last week. We've tackled that. And God had brought them into really, really difficult situations. Extremely, extremely difficult situations. But then again, they manifested rebellion and disobedience to God's word. Ang pinaka-turning point po doon, papasok na po sila ng promised land, and Moses sent out 12 spies, okay, to spy the land para makita po ano ba ang itsura ng land and for God to show them and encourage them. Okay, this is the land that I am giving to you to possess. I am God who is commanding you to go and possess the land that I promised. Be excited for it. Believe me for it. But what happened was 10 of them declared unbelief and told all the rest of the people, and the whole nation was truly infected with that, such that the rest of the generation perished in the wilderness for 40 years. Only Joshua and Caleb was spared from it. And it was Joshua and Caleb's turn now to lead the people of God, going, possessing, and living in the promised land. Binigyan po sila ng pagkakataon ng Panginoon na mapasok at ma-experience po lahat ng ipinangako po ng Diyos po sa lupang ipinangako po niya. Not even Moses was able to enter the land. Not even Moses was able to enter the land. But here, there was a new generation that has come out, and that because of unbelief, God really had to deal with them severely, and they died in the wilderness. Kaya nga, meron po tayong Psalm 90. Okay, O God, you are our dwelling place throughout all generations. Okay, you are God from all eternity. And then what, man is like a breath, no? A mere breath. And he fades away, and our years, okay, pass by just quickly. And we fly away, sabi po ni Moses. And so he teaches us to number our days. And yun po, reflection po niya dun sa mga nangyari po sa mga Israelites. And then we see him, okay, the chapter or Hebrews speaks of him, okay, of course, experiencing all the deliverance of God, how the Egyptians, dun po siya natigil, pero yung years na yon na wala po yon. Kaya sinunod po ng writer natin, okay, kasi perhaps, no, wala namang significant, no, doon sa kanilang disobedience. Okay, we can always say, well, these people disbelieved God, and this 10 spies together with the rest of the nation, that whole generation perished in the wilderness, period. Okay, now let's go forward. Anong nangyari sa sumunod na yon? What happened was God used Joshua to lead the people of God back into the promised land. God gave him the assurance that he is going to be with him just as he was with Moses. Okay, that was the word of God for Joshua. And here, in this instance, kita po natin ang pagmimilagro ng Panginoon. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. The walls of Jericho collapsed. Hindi man po niya pinakita ang pangalan po ni Joshua. We know that he might be referring to Joshua here as the leader of the Israelites. But he wanted to emphasize for some reason, not just Joshua, but the collective community of the people of God. Kasama po yung mga priests, kasama po yung mga nagbuhat ng ark, kasama po yung nagblow ng trumpet, kasama po yung mga nagmarch around Jericho. Together as God's people, by their collective obedience, by them coming together and acting out in faith, they recognize that it was truly God who will deliver them. It was truly God who will deliver them as a people. This was a great challenge for them because the walls of Jericho was so thick and it was so high that it is impenetrable. It's not easy to conquer. And that it would take years, perhaps, bago po nila ma-accomplish po yun, kung tutuusin. But because of the Lord's words for them, because of how the Lord had manifested Himself to them, ang Panginoon ay nagpakita kay Joshua, and God showed Himself to Joshua. He appeared okay, through the captain of the Lord's army, and with a drawn sword, can Joshua approach him and said, "Are you for us or against us?" And the captain of the Lord's army declared, "Neither. I'm not for you or not even for your enemies. I am the captain of the Lord of hosts." And that God had assured Joshua to really obtain yung pinangako po ng Panginoon. If you look back to that verse, brethren, God had truly greatly assured Joshua kung paano po ang Panginoon. "I am the commander of the Lord's army, I have now come," he said. And Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked, "What message does the Lord have? Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And God manifested Himself to Joshua. It was not the strategy for war. It was not the strategy on how to conquer the enemy, on what plans they need to do. Okay, kung ano po mga weapons na gagamitin po nila, how he would train the army of Israel, because they were not really trained for war. They were untrained people. But pinangako ng Panginoon, pagpapakita po niya sa kanya, ang kanyang presensya. Pangalawa po, ay pinahayag ng Diyos ang malinaw po niyang instruction. In Joshua chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, the Lord declared, "You shall march around the city, all the men of war, circling the city once. You shall do so for 6 days. Also, 7 priests shall carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns, before the ark. And then on the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up, every man straight ahead." At yun po ang ginawa po ng bayan ng Diyos. They received this clear instruction, and they, together as a people of God, acted on it. But on this note, brethren, on this note, hindi po sila binigyan ng Panginoon ng pagkakataon na magdepende sa kanilang sariling lakas. Hindi po sila binigyan ng tsansa ng Panginoon na tingnan po ang kanilang sariling kakayahan. The Lord was so instructive, was so deliberate in showing to them, "I will go before you. I'm still the God who is with you in this battle. Just as how I have promised to be with Moses, I am with you. I will be with you." Of course, brethren, the principle here for us, the city walls of Jericho seem to be insurmountable obstacle, giving opportunity for the people either to doubt or believe God's goodness. But thank God, naniwala po sila sa Diyos. Prior to this, brethren, God allowed them to cross the river Jordan. Maalala po ninyo? Kung babasahin po ninyo yung Joshua, bago pa man po mangyari po itong milagro po na ito ng pag-crumble po ng walls ng Jericho, God allowed them to experience the miracle of allowing them to experience walking through the dry or somehow mababaw po na Jordan River. Wala pong masyadong malakas na agos. Okay? Or some of them being drowned or being carried by the river. And God just provided that for them to assure them that He is the one who's going before them. But it is an opportunity for them to doubt or believe. Again, they're presented with this choice. Maniniwala ka ba? Okay? Or magdududa ka sa Diyos, sa kabutihan niya sa iyo. And they've learned somehow from that. Together with all the people acted out in faith in God's word, they believed and obeyed His instructions. Praise God. The working of faith through Joshua and the people of God is that they believed God's word and they obeyed this word willingly. They obeyed this word immediately. They carried out everything that God had called them to do. Lahat po ng binigay na instruction ng Panginoon para sa bawat isa po sa kanila upang mapatunayan po na sila kaya nakadepende lamang sa Panginoon, sa salita ng Panginoon. The word of God was enough. Brethren, Zechariah 4:6 reminds us, it's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. In Deuteronomy 1:29, the Lord said, do not be terrified, do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God is going before you. He will fight for you as He did for you in Egypt before your very eyes. And in the desert, there you saw the Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son all the way you went until you reached this place. Yun na po ang salita ng Panginoon para sa kanila. God had been with them and God will be with them and assure them of His presence and of His guidance. And truly, brethren, people's greatest obstacle, it's not just the wall of Jericho or the people of Jericho, it was their fear and unbelief. And sometimes we as people of God are from time to time faced with all of these challenges as well. Hindi po tayo malayo dun sa kanilang naranasan. When God brings us to places or situations that's seemingly insurmountable, hindi ko na kaya, Lord. Bakit sunod-sunod yung aming paghihirap? Bakit, Panginoon, of all people, ako pa nandito sa hospital ngayon? Lord, why? Among all the families, kami po naapektuhan nitong COVID. Kami po nagdanas po nitong layoff na ito. We may not know the plan of God. We may not see immediately what God wants us to do, brethren. But rest assured, we can battle our fears and unbelief by God's word. God's word is enough, brethren. We must trust and receive the promises of God from His word. And this was clear in Joshua's life. God gave that to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it. How many times? Day and night. And be careful to do everything that is written in it so that you will have success, so that you will be prosperous and you will have success. It's not just, okay, gawin mo lang to, or name it or claim it. But then it says there, be careful to do everything written in it so that you will be prosperous and successful. God's word can be trusted. Time and again, brethren, we have a God who will not and cannot lie. And so when we have His promises for us, let's mark them in our Bibles. Let's take them to heart. Let's memorize them. Let's believe it with all our hearts. Let's believe those with all our hearts. Commit them to memory. Write them down if possible. Ulit-ulitin po natin sa ating mga sarili. Basahin po natin paulit-ulit. Especially when we are in the most difficult situations in our lives. How God's word truly encourages us, brethren, during those moments. in coming before the Lord. How many promises, brethren, do we know? How many promises of God do we hold on to? And how many of those we remember by heart when we are faced with difficult situations? And yes, brethren, this is our opportunity to take God at His word. Remember, when we face trials and temptations, anong promise po sa atin? 1 Corinthians 10, 31, 13, okay, verse 13, sabi niya, no temptation has overtaken you whatever, except what is common to man, but with the temptation, He will provide a way of escape so that you will be able to endure. And God is faithful, who will not let you be tempted beyond what you are able, so that He will also provide a way of escape. He will provide a way out. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is the same yesterday, today, and yes, forever, brethren. He will deliver us. He will help us. He will guide us. He's able to provide for all our needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Pero minsan, nakakaligtaan po natin itong mga salita pong ito ng Panginoon. Pangalawa po, the implication para sa atin, we must rely on the Scripture to break strongholds or walls. Error, deception, lies, unbelief. Paul declared, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. They break down spiritual strongholds. And they are mighty through God, demolishing all of these things. They are spiritual weapons that takes captive every thought into the obedience of Christ. Takes captive every thought, brethren. We know the Scripture's promise, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. To the Lord, for He shall abundantly pardon. And to our God, for He will forgive. He will have compassion. For my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Just as my word, sabi ng Panginoon, as the rain comes to water the earth, so shall my word. My word will not come to me void without accomplishing that which I have sent it. Every time you hear God's word, every time the word of God is proclaimed to us, it puts us in proper perspective, demolishing those arguments and lies that Satan wants to put in our thoughts, the doubts, the fears, the unbelief. Wala na pong iba kundi salita ng Panginoon, mga kapatid. We must warn people of God's final judgment. We see Jericho was a preview, brethren, of God's final judgment, of God's definite judgment. Believe that God will justly deal with unbelieving sinners. God is patient toward us, brethren. But one day, the world, the present heavens, are reserved for fire, sabi po ng 2 Peter 3, 7 to 13. Do not forget this. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord's not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness, but He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since all of these things will be destroyed, what kind of people you ought to be? Sabi po niya, you ought to live holy and godly lives. This is your necessary response. That day will bring about destruction of the heavens. And not just the heavens, brethren, on all mankind. As God will judge. He will definitely judge. He will definitely bring His righteousness and His justice to light. Wala pong maliligtas, wala pong takas ang sino mang hindi nanampalataya sa Kanya. In keeping with His promise, We are looking forward, brethren, to a new heaven and a new earth. And that is the home of righteousness. All of this points us to the reality that God is able to collapse every walls in our lives, brethren. God is able to help us withstand insurmountable events and obstacles. Everything that might be on our way, according to the work of God, He will not be hindered. He will not fail, brethren. Gagawin po yan ng Panginoon. We see also in the life of the woman, not just the walls crumbling, but the woman from Jericho converted. By faith, harlot Rahab did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. We see the life of this woman, Rahab, was truly remarkable as far as the word of God is concerned. Brethren, can you imagine being placed side by side with the men of faith who had walked with the Lord, who had truly manifested an exemplary faith before God, and how they had conducted themselves by faith. Kaya nga po, sabi ko nga po kanina sa introduction, mga kapatid, hindi lamang po yung mga kinikilala na tanyag, hindi lamang po yung mga sinasabi natin, wow, ang daming mga na-accomplish. Kaya na talagang hanggang ngayon, na naaalala natin kaagad-agad yung kanila pong mga pangalan, Abraham, Enoch, Noah, Moses, all these men, brethren, yes, they have their place in God's kingdom. But women like Rahab also has a place in God's kingdom. Remember, God chooses the weak things of the world to shame the wise, and the foolish things, or the weak things to shame the strong, and the foolish things to shame the wise. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, brethren. Ang lahat po ng ito ay nagpapakita lamang po sa atin na kakayahan ng ating Diyos na tumawag at pumili ng kahit sino man na ninais po niyang dalhin sa kanyang kaharian. Sino ka man, anuman ang iyong buhay, anuman ang iyong background, you're not far from being delivered by God. You're not far from the opportunity that God is giving to you to know Him by faith. Rahab's faith was a response, again, brethren, to God's revelation. Narinig na po niya, Israel will win. Israel will come and defeat Jericho. And perhaps that message was not just privy to Rahab. It's given to all the rest of the people. Somehow, yung balibalita po na yan, lahat po ng mga taga-Jericho, maari po, naririnig na po nila yan. Paano nalaman ni Rahab? Dahil lahat po ng mga bansa have heard of the things that God had done, that the miracles of God He had performed, how they crossed the Red Sea, how God provided manna for them, how God delivered them with a pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. Imagine the fear of the people when they began to hear the Israelites are near and they're coming. Rahab took that to heart. She took that to heart as from God. And of course, the other people did not listen. And God was just to judge them. Contrary to what people might say, wow, napaka-cruel naman ng Diyos na yan. When people would focus merely on the destruction of Jericho, when people just focus merely on how it was truly devastated and all the people, inhabitants were killed. Young or people, young and old, women, children, everyone. The Lord commanded all of them must die. All of them must be killed and slaughtered. Parang wow, anong klaseng Diyos yan? They've just focused on that, brethren. But the terrible news and warning had been given to them earlier on that the God of Israel is the true God of heaven and earth. And he has come. He has come to judge. He has come to rule. And to those who would trust in him, they will be delivered. They will experience salvation. She alone, personally, lived out her faith from the rest of the people of Jericho, turned to God from idols. Her life, which was previously lived in immorality, was all washed away. Pinakita ng Panginoon ang kanyang pagliligtas. Wow! Praise God! Kung paano po niya ginamit po ang buhay po ni Rahab, mga kapatid. Hanggang sa ngayon, pinag-aaralan po natin, nababasa po natin itong pamumuhay po na ito, kanyang pananampalataya sa Diyos. She stands out from the rest of her countrymen. She personally believed in God. Of course, together with his family. We don't know how big his family was. But together with the rest of her household, God spared them. Pinakita ng Panginoon. No? Nagsabit po siya ng scarlet cord. Okay, for the Israelites to recognize, ito yung bahay ni Rahab. Let's not touch that. Let's spare her household. Dahil siya nanampalataya, she protected the spies that went into the promised land. She believed the report. She wanted to trust in the God of Israel and was converted to him. Brethren, Thessalonians, we find the Thessalonian believers, the Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, from faith in God. Your faith in God became known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to remind you of anything. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. And they tell us how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead. Ganyan din po ang pananampalataya ni inais ng Panginoon sa bawat isa po sa atin. Pinakita ng Diyos ang kanya pong kabutihan upang iligtas si Rahab. Rahab was commended by her faith in God. But we know it was God's grace that picked her. It was God's grace that she was saved. It was not that she was deserving of that deliverance, brethren, of that salvation. Kundi po ang kanyang pananampalataya sa Diyos ang siyang nagdala sa kanya sa kaligtasan sa pamamagitan po ng biyaya at kabutihan ng Diyos para sa kanya. In James chapter 2, we see the Apostle James quoting or referring to Rahab when he spoke about faith by work or producing works, I would say. Okay? Faith producing works. Hindi po yan faith plus works. No. Okay? Faith that produces, that bears the fruit of good work. Sabi po ng James 2:25, the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deed is dead. Rahab the prostitute. Wow. Bakit pa ulit inulit pa rin ni James? James, di ba binago na ni Lord, no? But it was to remind us that this woman was shown grace by God. She was someone who did not deserve it, and yet God had chosen her to be part of the select group of people, not just among the people of God, but among those who would stand out as people of faith. And not only that, brethren, in Matthew chapter 1, we would see how God had chosen Rahab to be part of the lineage of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, we find this woman, Rahab, married to Salmon and the grandmother of David, and eventually David to the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that, brethren. And praise God, kung paano po pinakita ng Diyos ito pong katotohanan po na to, na kanyang pagpipili. Brethren, or friends, have you come to believe in the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone? In Luke chapter 5, Jesus reminded the people of his time, it is not for the people who are well that I came. The physician, of course, did not come for those who are well, but for the sick. I have come not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Acknowledge who you are. Acknowledge your need for the Lord, and He will save you. Whatever your background is, whatever your life was, God can bring you to faith in Him. And to those of us who have already trusted in Christ as our Lord and Savior, we must continually thank God how He had turned our hearts toward Him and how we had turned from idols to serve the living and true God. From that moment forward, brethren, tayo po ay nandito ngayon, we can testify of what God has done. Unless, hindi pa po natin talaga nakilala siya sa buhay po natin. Pero kung meron po tayong kwento, kwento po yun ang kaligtasan at biyaya ng Diyos sa ating buhay. And God is able, brethren, to save the vilest of sinners and transform them into saints. The vilest sinners, transforming them into saints. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, slanderers, swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. You were. Such were some of you. That was my story, even if I might be religious as far as God, as far as people are concerned. Napaka-religious po. Or hindi man po religious dahil hindi man po talaga ako palasimba. Pero mabait na tao, maybe I consider myself. But kahit na anong kabait mo, kung wala kang Diyos sa buhay mo, you are still far from the kingdom of God. You will not inherit the kingdom of God unless you repent, unless you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone to be your Lord and your Savior. Turn to Him as a sinner, needing His salvation, and He will transform your life and make you a saint. The people of Corinthians, oh, they are known for their immoral lives. In fact, Paul wrote to Corinthians just to rebuke them and call them to account about their immorality and all the things that were happening in their midst. But then they were called saints, addressing them in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Can you imagine, brethren, you and I are called saints for God. We have been set apart for God, being transformed in His likeness. Brethren, following God requires that we turn from the world, even face rejection. Even face rejection, brethren. But we are given that opportunity. Jesus said, if I, your master, have been persecuted, remember, they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If you want to follow me in the world, you will experience tribulation. But just because you follow me, that only shows you belong to me. That only shows you are a child of God. That's a badge of honor, brethren, to suffer for the Lord. That's a badge of honor, brethren, when we experience rejection for the sake of Christ. Not for the sake that obviously we deserve, dahil sa kagagawan po natin, sa sarili po nating kasalanan, and we see the consequences of that following us after we sin. But the moment, brethren, we stand up for the Lord for what is right and be persecuted and be rejected and be isolated and be laughed at and mocked for the Lord, then we prove that we are genuinely children of God. Dahil sure po yan, we persecute po tayo. If you want to follow the Lord, be ready to be persecuted. Brethren, we are called to tell others of God's deliverance and salvation. This is the only thing that we as people of God, this is something that should continue to encourage us to do while there is still time, while there is still an opportunity for us. James 5:20 says, remember this, Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover a multitude of sins. God is able to bring people into repentance, but we must go. We must speak the gospel. We must preach the good news. We must not sit down just merely passive, brethren. Let's bring it to the rest of the world so that people might be warned. Habang may pagkakataon pa, bago po dumating ang paghusga ng Diyos, bago pa dumating kung paano po sinira ng Panginoon totally ang Jericho. And God even pronounced a curse. No one puts up Jericho again and be spared from judgment. Remember how God will finally one day bring judgment into all the earth. At matakot po tayo. At tulungan po natin ang ibang tao na makilala po sa Panginoon. And this is how faith works, brethren. In the midst of all obstacles, any situation, any walls in our lives, any difficulty, or some things that might, for us, unconquerable, God is able to do that by His grace, as we respond to Him in faith. It will withstand insurmountable obstacles, brethren. And I close with this poem, brethren. The gospel banner declares it and says, doubt sees the obstacles, faith sees the way. Doubt sees the darkest night, faith sees the day. Doubt dreads to take a step, faith soars on high. Doubt questions, who believes? Faith answers, I believe. And I hope, brethren, that you and I, as people of God, as we live our lives in this world, we will stand out as people of God, bring out or witnessing to the world, testifying before the world, that we belong to the Lord and we have an everlasting place in His kingdom for His glory. Let us close in prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for helping us realize, Lord, your greatness and how by faith, Lord, the people of Israel, even though he was unnamed, Lord Joshua, with the rest of the people, as one community, Lord, they acted out according to your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you that it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you that as a church, Lord, you continue to press upon us, Lord, what it means to live truth-founded lives in a truth-driven ministry. We are your children. So, Lord, everything that you have taught us, everything that you will continue to teach us, Lord, remind us, bring them to our remembrance, Lord, so that we will practice them. We will do everything carefully, Lord God, all that was written in your word, Lord. Give us confidence to your truth so that if we face trials, temptations, and errors, Lord, and heresies, Lord, we are enabled, Lord God, to discern. We are enabled, Lord God, to stand by your word. We thank you for your word as well that transforms lives. Even through the life of Rahab, Lord, a Gentile like us, being from a background, Lord God, a dark background, you have chosen her, a woman, for that, Lord. Yet, Father, you had shown your grace and mercy toward her, and even considered her, Lord God, to be part of the lineage of our Lord. Thank you. Thank you even for how these people of faith, Lord, the saints who had courageously displayed their faith, Lord, as a witness for all of us. Impress upon us your message, Lord. As we go forth our separate ways, Guide us, protect us, and help us, O Lord, to joyfully experience you, Lord, each day, that we might truly, Lord, live out the things that you had revealed to us, Lord. Thank you, Father. As we give our tithes and offerings, help us to give with faith. Help us to give generously. Help us to give lovingly, because you are the God who gives. You are the God who is faithful to us. Thank you, Lord. Give glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, O God.